This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A new Netflix crime series about one of Wisconsin's most infamous murder trials raises nagging questions about the guilt or innocence of the two people convicted of the 2005 murder of photographer Teresa Halbach. Gilman Halstead reports.
The disappearance of Teresa Halbach remains a mystery.
Mr. Avery's blood is found inside of Teresa Halbach's vehicle.
Everybody's listening. What do you want to say today?
I'm innocent.
The 10-part Netflix series Making a Murderer begins 2 years before the Halbach murder, when Stephen Avery was released from prison after serving 18 years for a rape he didn't commit. DNA evidence proved another man, Gregory Allen, was the rapist. When he was arrested in the Halbach murder, Avery was in the process of suing the Manitowoc Police Department for $36 million for their role in his wrongful conviction. Much of the series focuses on Avery's lawyer's efforts to prove police planted evidence to convict him to avoid the lawsuit. But filmmaker Laura Ricciardi says her only goal was to raise broad questions about how police investigate crimes.
So it's really a look at the criminal justice system more than an exploration of did he do it, didn't he do it.
But the prosecutor in the Halbach murder says the filmmakers left out important evidence that he says eventually convinced the jury that Avery and his 16-year-old nephew, Brendan Dassey, raped and murdered Halbach and then burned her body in a pit next to Stephen Avery's trailer where her bones were found. Ken Kratz says the series is an advocacy piece.
They edited together statements, kind of handpicked pieces of evidence to kind of waltz the audience, in my opinion, down a path that leads to only one conclusion. That's the innocence of Mr. Avery and Mr. Dassey.
Kratz remains convinced that the real killers are behind bars, but he says he's received hundreds of hate-filled emails from people saying they hope he dies a painful death for railroading two innocent people. One of the two attorneys who defended Avery, Jerome Buting, says his inbox is also overflowing, not with hate mail, but with messages praising the defense team for trying to expose police misconduct.
All of it is very positive about the efforts that Dean Strang and I made trying to defend Mr. Avery, and a lot of outrage that this kind of injustice and biased investigation could take place, and a lot of wonderment about how citizens of Manitowoc could allow this to happen.
Buting says he hopes the series prompts someone to come forward with information pointing to someone else who may have killed Halbach. Whether or not that happens, there is an irony at the center of this story. Stephen Avery's original wrongful conviction for rape prompted the state legislature to enact important reforms in how police deal with eyewitness testimony and interrogation techniques to ensure innocent people don't wind up in prison. Just as they were being enacted, Avery was back in jail, facing murder charges. In the film, defense attorney Dean Strang says that's hard for him to accept.
There's a big part of me that really hopes Stephen Avery's guilty of this crime, because the thought of him being innocent of this crime and sitting in prison again for something he didn't do, and now for the rest of his life without a prayer parole, I can't take that.
Both Stephen Avery and Brendan Dassey continue to proclaim their innocence. Both are working on appeals to win new trials. Avery's appeal is based on a claim his blood was planted in Teresa Halbach's car. Dassey's lawyers say police improperly coached the 16-year-old to confess. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.